Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Go ahead, listeners. Get that stirred up.
All right. Well, it's definitely stirred up now. You know, you're on the.
He's the best.
I don't know. Nobody listens to me. That's fine.
But, this is the most popular radio show in Chicago.
Well, so. I know. Okay. You said it, Lawrence, not me. But
we'll send you the book.
Yeah, send me the book.
Afternoons on the Score.
Might have another one to send to him.
Could have a nice little bookcase. Nice little shelf. Never know.
More number ones and twos than Boys to Men.
Well, we've come to the end of the road. You belong to me, Tyler Buterbaugh. Chip Kelly belongs to Northwestern University. How about that hire today? Chip Kelly, who some listeners may remember as the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles when I declared that a festival of intrigue was coming to Philadelphia with Mike Vick and Shady McCoy and Chip Kelly. But anyway, Chip Kelly's had a very fascinating, schematic coaching career. Beloved, appreciated, and then seriously fallen out of favor, been a vagabond of sorts for a while now.
Let me give you the last 20 years, the last 20 seasons of Chip Kelly's career.
Please.
You ready?
Yeah, because I mean, he came to the fore as the head coach at Oregon and a guy who Bill Belichick was inviting to training camp to learn from.
Oregon OC from 2007 to 2008, then Oregon head coach from 2009 to 2012. Then the Eagles head coach. Remember, they got off to an unbelievable start. I think Nick Foles was throwing 22 touchdowns with one interception or something crazy like that. Then he goes to the 49ers. Then he's the head coach of UCLA. And he leaves being the head coach of UCLA to be the offensive coordinator at Ohio State.
How long was he the head coach of UCLA?
For six seasons.
Six seasons. So that came to an end. He did elevate the program a little bit.
He did. Then Deshaun Foster takes over, and then that's a disaster. And then they finally move on from him, and then they had a blip of competency for a three-week span this past season with Neuheisel's son as the offensive coordinator. Meanwhile, Chip ends up winning a national championship as the offensive coordinator at Ohio State, then goes to Vegas and becomes the OC at Vegas this past season. Things don't go well there.
No.
That whole thing ends up being a disaster.
Fired mid-season by Pete Carroll.
And now he is the OC at Northwestern.
And Northwestern's in an interesting spot, as they always have been, trying to have a top-tier Big Ten sports program without wanting to pay the ethical price that it takes, you know, without wanting to sometimes pay the financial price as well, or the moral price. Like, they're trying to live in a very unique space.
The university is so well regarded as an institution of academics, but they have a fairly proud, like, athletic department.
Absolutely.
But them now, with how competitive the Big Ten is overall, and I remember talking with Brett Bielema about this, as a matter of fact. By the way, the Illini's helmets for this game that they're playing in today are fire. Anyway, Brett said that you got to stay. The job now of a program like the University of Illinois, I think it's actually surpassed this from the time that we talked about it. But the job is to stay ahead of the cut line. So you got to be.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're Northwestern, you have to be in a how many schools are in the Big Ten now? Like 118? You got to be in the top 10 of that.
What's so funny is that I saw the stat that in offense, they were 15th in the Big Ten. Just the fact that that sentence can be written these days is ridiculous.
And the thing about Chip Kelly, he knows offense.
He does, but I don't know if he knows commitment. These days, I don't know how there have been lots of different stories that have come out in recent years. I heard stories about Chip not being present for the install of offenses, not being present for the weekly install of offenses that he was the offensive coordinator for. You know, at different spots, these stories have come out.
Yes, there were a lot of people who felt like he was quiet quitting at UCLA the last year and a half that he was there.
Yes.
And I also, to a certain degree, understand it because UCLA doesn't really have money to throw into the program. And as NIL is starting to take hold, you're looking around going, this is not going to work, which is why being the OC at Ohio State, much better job than being head coach at UCLA.
Oh, yeah, and being the OC at Ohio State or a DC at Ohio State, it's a very high-level coaching spot. This is a really interesting fit. David Braun, who's the head coach of Northwestern, has been on frequently with Mully and Haw. They've got a good relationship, and they get good stuff. And David Braun was on today, this morning, in the wake of this hire, and talked about Chip Kelly and how he fits what they're looking for in the program right now.
At the end of the day, you're right. I think it would be easy in my position to view this as, Is Chip the right fit? Is he the right fit for the culture? Does he really want to be here? And that's why it was so critical that he and I spent so much time together and, really dove into this. And, number one criteria that I look at when hiring staff, regardless of position, is, we're looking for individuals that are low ego and high output. And as I got a chance to spend time with Chip and talk with people that have worked with Chip, he's all of that and more. He doesn't come with ego. He loves coaching football. He's driven to do things at an extremely high level in terms of what he's been tasked with. And the thing that's so neat to see is what he did at Oregon, what he did at UCLA, what he did with the Eagles offense, what he did at Ohio State. It didn't all look the same. He has an incredible knack to understand the strengths of the personnel and put those young men in positions to thrive. And ultimately, as a head coach, you want to surround yourself with a staff that's going to bring a ton of value. You know, you want guys in the room that are smarter than you, more experienced than you, and it's your job to create alignment, learn from every individual in the room, and show up at your best as the head coach and position the program for success on and off the field. And I know Chip Kelly's going to provide that for this program.
Wow. Well, you know, so they've spent a lot of time together, and David Braun feels good about it. I wish them well. It's fascinating. To me, these old ball coaches who love scheme and love coaching offense and just can't quit the job and want to find a way, there comes a point where they're not fit for the head coach thing anymore because they can't really do everything that that brings. And they might not be a fit for the NFL OC thing anymore, but they could be revitalized and re-energized by something like this. The ego is a main concern for me. So the fact that he speaks to it right there, David Braun, because if things start to go well, you can be like, oh, shut up. You know, I've done this all over the place. What are you talking about? You know, it could get ugly.
But it also might be the last place, like the last opportunity for Chip, because he's in his, what, mid-60s? So it might be the last opportunity at a real job. And you want to try and make it work. And you do have a, what's David, 40? I think he's 39 or 40 years old. You do have a young coach that has done pretty well, considering what he inherited.
Oh, absolutely.
The fact that he's had a bowl appearance and coach of the year and is a 500 record in this Big Ten over the last two seasons is kind of amazing.
It really is. And some of these guys, and maybe it'll work. Maybe it'll work. I think it will be intriguing. I don't know if it'll be a whole festival of intrigue, but I think it will definitely be intriguing. It's funny, you know, we were joking about the run and shoot offense or the air raid offense at the end of the show yesterday. And today I sent it to you in the chat, the story about Hal Mumme, who is the progenitor of the air raid.
Yes.
He's the guy from the Dallas Renegades, through Iowa Wesleyan, Valdosta State, University of Kentucky, famously. Tim Couch with him at University of Kentucky.
And Craig Yeast.
Oh, man. One of the founders of the air raid offense. Hal Mumme, right now, at the age of 73, is the offensive coordinator for Centenary.
Which is not the Citadel.
No, the Centenary College of Louisiana. Shout out to Robert Parrish, who I believe attended the Centenary.
And not the Citadel.
No, he did not. Hal Mumme just wants to coach.
He does.
He just wants to keep doing it. And he's 73. Chip Kelly is 62. And, you know, I don't know if it's the last one for Chip. It might not be. Depending
if
on
it
who
doesn't
wants to
go
do it.
Well,
it might be the last,
be.
Last one of a certain profile.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. By the way, you should join us, The Score, and Circus Sports Illinois next Friday, January 9th. We get to go back to one of our favorite places, Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village. Our show is going to be there from 2 until 6, and we're going to be getting you ready for a playoff game.
Oh, man.
We're very excited about that. That's next Friday from 2 to 6 at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village.
A home playoff game.
A home playoff game.
Like, we know that much for sure.
It's all brought to you by Circus Sports Illinois, sports betting the way that it should be. The next segment, Speed, I want to run something by you.
Okay.
Because I saw something this morning, and I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that. And then I saw something else, like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that. That's weird. And then a texter was like, hey, or someone in the mob was like, hey, guess what? And I was like, that's crazy. I'll explain all of it next here on The Score.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.